Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the
community. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
more than a B-I-M. I can end the show right there. This little child, I know what it always says. Right there, right there, right there. We can end the show right there, right there. In the land of I am, more than I'll be, I am. Who are you? Who do you think you are? When you say I am, what does that mean? Life is good, it's getting better. It's a new day, a new moment, a new opportunity to recreate, to redefine who and what you are. You show up fully. You have a new definition. Speaking of new definition, I'm smelling something burnt. Wait a minute. I should go out like that. So in the meantime, let's take care of this. Like, I know I'm on fire, but not that on fire. Yes, welcome, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you be at this very moment. And thank you for tuning in to Live Conversations Radio. Change begins and you may. Here we go. Right. We'll be back.
Now understand the epitome of your solution is surrender to the moment. Surrender to what is and letting go of resistance. These concepts are not unfamiliar to you. However, practice makes them more than ideas and theories. Practice makes it part of who you are, and you reveal the true divinity within you. Practice surrender in this very moment. As you hear these words, surrender to what is, and focus your attention on your heart. Focus your attention on feelings and thoughts of love, and surrendering to the bliss, the beauty, and the joy within. Yes. Allow the peace and joy to begin within and be amplified by that which is without. But do not let the external be the source of joy and peace in your thinking. For by doing so, you give away your power. Of course, it is only an illusion that these things could ever give you joy and peace. You simply choose to feel joy and peace by allowing the external to be triggers for your thoughts and feelings. They have, in many cases, become habitual, and there is nothing wrong with that as long as you recognize where the power really lies. Not in the external, but in the internal. Your power to choose how you feel in any moment is the power that you must exercise by choosing higher and better thoughts and feelings. Thoughts that make you feel good. That make you feel free and feel joy. These thoughts are what you need to choose to raise your vibrations and see life for what it really is. Apart from the illusions of suffering, of harm. Yes, and so it is.
Well, and so it is. And so we are. I think we're all good now. I'm not ready to completely hang Abraham, but so I said, let me have her. Bye. Wow, do you gotta surrender? Why? I'm being asked. It is? Okay, let's try this. Okay, we're gonna change this around. It's okay.
I know this is much better. It's one of those days, one of those moments. Thank you, Celeste, for the feedback. So where do we start? We start from right where we are and know that all is truly well. Well, I'll tell you about the energy that's going on here. But before I do that, let me just remind you. We started the show off with Carly Jackson, and she is reminding us who we are, that we are free will God's delight. That's the real question when we say, that's the real answer to the question. Who are you? Who do you think you are? When we recognize and remember that, we can show up fully. Thank you, Tamara, for the feedback. And, all kind of stuff going on. This is why it's important to know who we are. When we know who we are, when we stand in truth, no matter what, that's it. We'll stand in truth no matter what. That everything would go differently, everything would sound differently. I might be breaking up and chopping up and all that, but the lessons of life, the journey of life, is about remembering ourselves in that moment. And here's the great thing about this thing called life. This thing called life is God. This thing called life is Source. This thing called life is love. And this love is unconditional. I have to repeat that, share that, so I get it and we all get it. I mean, if we just sit with that, the idea of life, love, Source, the Creator, God, being unconditional love. Love without conditions. So when we are out of alignment, what we call in the human consciousness, out of alignment, love is still love in us. When we think we're less than spiritual, love is still love in us. When we think that we're beating ourselves up for not being in a relationship, love is still love in us. When we think we need a job and we can't quite get the job that we need, love is still love in us. Now, when the question is asked, who are you? Who do you think you are? You can take a breath and say, I am love. And when we remember that, there's nothing else to say or do. You are listening to Ask Life Coach at AeonLifeConversationsRadio.com. And I welcome you all. I welcome all my backup technicians who are giving me, thank you, Celeste, who are giving me backup. How about feedback and love back and joy back? Yeah, and feeding me back myself. So I appreciate you. I welcome you all being here. Tamara, Kathleen, Kefa. What is really going on? This is where we say, the devil is a lie. We are going to do this show no matter what. We're going to do the show. I don't care what happens. We're going to do this show. There's an interesting energy going on. So anyway, I welcome you all. I welcome you, Donna, Glenda, Celeste. Welcome. And I welcome my co-producer, Betty Pegues, my co-host for Spiritual Tag Team. Yes. A good example to demonstrate who and what we are. I welcome you all. Betty, it's nice to see you making it happen in spite of technology. And all of us are having, all of us are having challenges. The question is, how are you dealing with it? How are you moving through it? Even right now, how am I coping with the technological growth experience is taking place here. The great thing about it, why I'm grateful and I'm in a great attitude, multitasking is easy for me. And because it's easy, I can talk and click a button here and do this and do that. My trust is that you can still hear me. And if you can still hear me, then I have nothing to worry about. let's go here. What I'm going to do is bring Abraham. Stop it, Betty.
let's bring Abraham, and we'll come back with some announcements and really get into the show, because it's a little bit challenging sometimes to stay focused, to allow the stream to flow through me if I've got to be a technician and do all of this. And I want to create a space for me to flow easily. I was going to play something else from Abraham. But the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Something going on with my connection here. Not my connection, the computer's connection. My connection is always connected. And then we're gonna take it up a notch. Let's just bring Abraham so that they can take care of all this stuff. You guys can get what you need. Be right back.
Often people will say, well, Abraham, why are we set up this way? In other words, why does it have to be hard if we are pure positive energy and then we are born into these bodies? Why are we so assured that there will be resistance surrounding us? Why does there have to be so much that we worry about that gets our attention and that sets up resistance within us and keeps us from being in the place of allowing that we so much want? And we say, it is because the benefit of the contrasting environment is millions of times more valuable than the negative is detrimental. In other words, if you did not have the ability to discern difference, you could not prefer. And if you could not prefer, you could not vibrationally summon source. And if you could not vibrationally summon source, then we would all cease to be. And so the entire universe is based upon our ability to conclude the new idea, which is the summoning forth of the new life into the new space. And then you say, but wouldn't it have been better if we could have had an environment where it was easier to stay connected? And we say, there is no environment that is easier to be connected than an environment in which you are free to choose thought. And you say, but it's hard to choose a thought that feels good when there's so much around me that feels bad. And we say, only because you haven't practiced it that way. Only because you've been convinced that you've got to clamor around the problem in order to find the solution. And there is truth in some of that. The clamoring around the problem is what is giving birth to the desire, you see. And so it's all an integral part of all of this. There are some who say that we should not encourage you to have desire. And yet, we cannot stop you from having desire. The universe is established to produce desire. There are some who say it is inappropriate to have desire, and we say those are only those who have not figured out how to find vibrational alignment with the desire, so the desire is always painful. We understand why you would not want to have a desire that is painful, but the only reason it is painful is because you have not yet learned how to allow. So then you say, well, how do we allow? And we say, you find a thought that feels good and practice it until it becomes your proclivity. And you say, oh, that's far too simple. There's got to be something bigger than that. There's got to be something a lot more than just feeling good. And we say, there is nothing more important than that you feel good. Because when you feel good, you've got control of your vibration. And when you've got control of your vibration, you are the deliberate creator of your experience. So when you say, why do we have to allow? We say it is because you were born into an environment where there are choices. You were born into an environment where there is variety. In other words, if you lived in a household where everybody thought exactly the same way and nobody had any contention about anything, everybody wanted everything exactly the same, you were all born to love pizza and you were all born to love milk and you were all born to love the color yellow and you were all born to love hardwood floors instead of carpeted floors, and you were, in other words, if you were all born with these samenesses, you say, oh, we would get along so famously. We all sing the same songs and we do the same things, and we say, you would not be stimulated to a new idea, and a continuing life force could not continue to be drawn within you because you need, we all need, an active calling. That's big. We all need an active calling. There has to be an activation of that summoning of energy. And as long as there is an activation of that summoning of energy, then life continues. And it is our promise to you that life will always continue. And so you say, well, this activation of this energy is a good thing, but my resistance to it is not a good thing. Why do I have to learn allowing? And we say, you would not have to learn allowing if you had not learned disallowing. And you say, that's my point exactly. Why was I born into an environment where I learned disallowing? Why do I have to go back now and learn how to allow? Shouldn't I just naturally allow? And we say, because you wanted the environment of difference, and you needed to find your bearing, and you needed to find your place, and you needed to decide what you want. In other words, we promise you, you did not want to come into an environment where you just said yes, 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 yes to all of it. You wanted to say yes, no, well, maybe. Well, what do I think? What do I conclude? What is my preference? Otherwise, your perspective has no value if you are not here to decide, to discern, to prefer something new, you see. So then you say, but I thought we are all one. And we say, we are all one, playing off one another for the purpose of coming up with a new idea. And you say, well, it's painful because now I have to learn how to allow all over again. And we say, you'll be all right. You can use your guidance system to know. If you don't get too far from where you are, it's always easy to bring yourself back to center. And even if you do get far from where you are,
it is always easy to bring yourself back to the center, to the middle. When you know who you truly are, no matter what, this is life in action. No matter what plans you have for your life, no matter what you think you're going to do today, and you got to do this and then do that, and it's got to work out, but life will come up and say, oh, now what, I got something for you. In that moment, would you remember to take a breath, to breathe in, to know that there's something great and wonderful? Yes, I read something in the chat room. To know that there's something great and wonderful happening for you and through you. When I, life coach at A, which I'm not, but if I was tripping about everything that's going on, I will be uncomfortable. I won't be able to do this show. But then I have to trust the process, because there's some things that are just outside of my physical reality, out of my physical control. There's just nothing I can do with it. What I can do is choose how I'm going to be in that experience. So, yeah, so the show started up differently. So what? So, once again, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is subject to happen, and it always does. because it is the only thing that is constant. And when you welcome, when you surrender, when you allow, when you remember who you are, you can embrace change. Sometimes it feels painful. Sometimes it feels hard. Sometimes it feels difficult. But because you've done your spiritual practice, because you've filled yourself up, because you've invested in your love bank, you can just allow life to happen just the way it's happening. You bring yourself to a place where you can embrace all that is. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. That was Abraham. And if you want to find out more about Abraham, you can go to abraham-hicks.com. Abraham-hicks.com. Find out more about the wonderful work Jerry and Esther are doing over there, as they evolve and become, as they show up as an example of who we really are. Kathleen, to answer your question, Kathleen said, is this Abraham? I thought Abraham was a man. Abraham is genderless. Abraham doesn't have gender. As a matter of fact, Abraham is non-physical. Now, this non-physical being called Abraham, they chose a name because when we're in the human body, we identify with names and roles and titles and all these wonderful things that we have on this physical planet. So this non-physical being said, we'll go ahead and just give you a name so you don't keep asking who we are. We're all that is. We're non-physical. So, Kathleen, they're not really male or female. They're simply an extension of you. You are an extension of Abraham. That's just the name they chose. Let's see. Yeah, go on with your good self, Tamara, breaking it down in the chat room. Yes, we are back. We are back fully complete and took care of some things, and ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. Nothing can stop this party from flowing. Let's give you some announcements. Yes, let's just stay in the moment. Today's topic is is really a question. I like to ask questions because I believe when you ask people questions, which is why I love what I do, but when you ask people questions, that question, if they're really taken on, it gives an opportunity for people to think. And when you could be the catalyst for someone's thought process, you actually help them. You've helped them to expand their consciousness. Because once you think about something, especially if it's a new thought, even if you don't agree with it, it's different, it's hard for you to really conceptualize, but you think about it, you sit with it, you've expanded your consciousness. When you expand your consciousness, you will know, you will remember that there's so much more that you don't know. And there's so much more that you do know. Because there are times when you play small, and there are times when you just let it rip. Who are you? Who the heck do you think you are? Announcements, let's see. Okay, tomorrow, October 4th, yes it is, we are having a special guest joining us talking about the power of infinite love and gratitude. The power of infinite love and gratitude. Stay, don't think, just speak. Listen to what's flowing through you. The power of infinite love and gratitude with Dr. Darren Wiseman. He's going to be joining us tomorrow. Now, I want you to remember, I know I've told you this, I'm going to keep repeating it, because sometimes the mind gets caught up in memory and doesn't hear new information. That's life. Tomorrow's show, hear this. If you don't hear anything, I wouldn't say that. Just hear this. Tomorrow's show starts at 1 p.m. Eastern, tomorrow, not 12. It's an hour later. So if you really want to call in and ask Dr. Wiseman some questions, he's really powerful. You can check him out on YouTube. He will take you through, if you call in, he will take you through a process that helps you tap into your subconscious mind so you can reprogram your subconscious mind and let go of symptoms of illness, disease. Things that behavior that keeps showing up in your world you can't break away from. Maybe it's lack. Maybe it's limitation. Maybe you can't really create harmonious relationship. He will take you back to a time when that happened as a child, where you said, I'll never amount to something, anything. Nobody loves me. Or whatever the story is, he will take you back and take you and bring you back to now and release that erroneous thought. That's tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern. On LifeConversationsRadio.com, right where you are right now. Now, you need to set a reminder. I promise you, if you're not here live, you're really going to have issues later on in life. It's like, oh, man, I had my opportunity. But really, if you really, let me tell you this. This is a place where you can have your questions answered without worrying about getting through. Really. But if you go to them other radio stations, you might have to wait a long time to get an answer, your question answered. So I'm just saying. Anyway, tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern with Dr. Darren Wiseman on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And then Wednesday, Spiritual Taxing. We haven't done that in a while. Have we? Seems like it's been a long time. Spiritual Taxing with Betty Begees and Life Coach Ada, a psychic. And a life coach. We're going to tag team and help you realign your consciousness. And not only do you find out what your guides have for you, we will actually share with you how you can practicalize that, how you can apply that grounded spirituality, heart-centered spirituality. And for those of you who missed Living from the Inside Out, where we started last week, there's two more classes to go. And you can still jump in after this Wednesday. That's it. If you want to find out more, you can go to lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com, and click the group coaching tab. Life is good. It's getting better. What else do I want to share with you now? I think I want to play some music and say, actually, take a break. We'll come back. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. You know, I asked my guests, all my guests, maybe one or two I haven't asked. Actually, let me read this. I knew there was something I wanted to read. But that's why I had to keep talking. I ask my guests when they show up, who are you? And some people have said to me, that's such a trick question. You should let them know you're going to ask. No, it's not a trick question. As a matter of fact, when I get asked that question, I've been asking some interviews, they say, well, you know, you always ask your guests, who are you? Now, you answer the question. The idea, I don't remember when I started doing it. I've been doing it years and years. I don't know what triggered it. I think it's just being open. But the idea of asking my guests, who are you, is an opportunity, one, for them to share themselves beyond the books, beyond their titles, beyond their music, whatever it is they're creating, their product and services. It's an opportunity for them to connect with you, the listener, so that you can know that they're human too, and they got stuff going on in their lives. At the same time, to remind us all that we all an extension of non-physical source, if you will, that we are all connected to the Abrahams, the Archangel Gabriel, whatever you want to call them, the Orishas, whatever you want to call them, all the non-physical beings, and not just the teachers who are being channeled through some people, or expressing through some people, or whatever name you, whatever term you want to use, that we are connected to our loved ones. We are simply an extension of the one consciousness. And just before I take a break, I want to read this to you. You know, when you say yes to your human uniqueness, and that human uniqueness is blended with the spiritual truth, things literally track you down. Everything you need to do, what you need to do, just show up. It's like, wow. So here's something that fell on my lap because I had decided what the topic was going to be for the show today. And I need to gather information and see things I can share with the listeners. And I was streaming Agape yesterday, and I heard this meditative thought. And all I had to do was just smile and say, wow, God, it's just awesome. Once we say yes, once we decide, once we show up, the things we need, when we release what it needs to look like and just say, okay, I'm open. And what we need to move forward will show up. So here's a meditative thought. Those of you, meditative thought. Those of you who are streaming heard this yesterday, but it doesn't hurt to hear it again. It actually heals to hear it again. Oh, I love it. Here we go. Let's read this. And it answers the question, who are you? Who do you think you are? When you begin to catch the vision of your spiritual identity as the great I am presence, then life and more life will be the order of the day for you. I want to read that again. I'm feeling that. When you begin to catch the vision of your spiritual identity as the great I am presence, then life and more life will be the order of the day for you. The absolute truth about your essential being is that you are spiritually made in the image and likeness of God. What this means about you, when you properly contemplated and realized, is that the largest part of you has never been hurt, harmed, or endangered in any way at any time. Neither external nor internal experiences diminishes the essence of who you are. Time cannot snuff it out. Space cannot engulf it neither in this moment, on this day, or into eternity. When you remember who you are, that's a meditative thought downloaded through as Michael Bernard Beckwith, the founder, the spiritual leader of Agape International Truth Center, does his thing Sundays and Wednesdays and all the other days, and he has his own radio show. If you want to find out more about him, you can go to his website. I almost said life coach that day there. AgapeLive.com, AgapeLive.com, AgapeLive.com. You find out all the great work that Agape is doing, even Michael is doing with his practitioners and all the lovers who are expressing love in action. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with some more great stuff. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. What is moving you today? What is breathing you? What is shaking up inside of you? We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, Punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Message. Or walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer. And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Yes, indeed, we are giving a voice back to the global community. We are activating your voice. No matter what is going on in your world, you make a difference. Wherever you are right now, if you're feeling heavy, if you feel like the whole world is against you, right where you are, all is truly well. Now, how do you know that? You know it simply by knowing it. You don't need any excuse. You don't need any explanation. You don't have to tell, you don't have to convince anybody why everything is perfect just the way it is. Now, you can still tell the same story or declare the truth, not even a story, declare that truth, even if you don't feel like it. Sometimes we think we go almost have to say, well, I don't feel too good. My life is upside down, and I'm just telling it like it is. Well, you can tell it like it is. But while you are feeling what you're feeling, recognize, remember who you are. The question is, who are you? Do you think who you are is that perfect, put-together being person? Who doesn't have any challenges, who is always smiling, who has no pain, who has wonderful relationships and everything is just working out perfectly and just no challenges in my life, no trouble. Is that who you really are? Well, you're not living life, because if you're living life, ooh, life would ask you, would say, listen, can you be more happy, as we have more happy in the chat room? Can you be happy even while all of this is happening in your life? But, you know, it's an interesting thing. Life is a paradox. And I can hear some of you saying, well, if I'm not feeling good, what do you mean I can still say all is well? It doesn't feel well. It doesn't matter. Who cares? There's a part that Abraham, they talk about, you know, telling the truth, or I can't remember the other, they distinguish it in the way where they say, you know, sometimes some of us are so committed to telling the truth, well, I got a headache, that we won't step into what we want to experience. So if perfect health is what you desire, some people talk more about their pain rather than the peace that they want to feel and want to convince the whole world why it's true that I'm in pain. But it really doesn't matter, because when you remember that your identity is your spiritual identity is the great I am presence. It's the I am presence. So it's more than words. We've got to cultivate a relationship with that presence. Now, some of us don't have to do that. You can just say it is what it is. The beauty, the advantage, the benefit of cultivating a relationship with the I am presence is it helps you to remember that when life happens. Numbers 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Mary Lou Who, it was nice to see you. Welcome back. Minzy Deki, welcome back. Welcome. I don't know if you've been here before, but more happy. I'm more happy that you're here, more happy. We welcome all of you on the phone line. We've got new people on there popping in and popping out. Welcome, welcome. We also invite you to share the show with your friends, your coworkers, your family by texting the show, sharing it on social networks, tweeting the show to at least 10 people, at least 10. Tell them, just listen to this. Maybe you can talk about this later. Even if you disagree with me, I don't care. Even if you agree with me, I don't care. All that matters is that you can answer the question, who are you? And make sure you follow Life Conversations Radio by clicking the button on the top left, follow. And, you know, we ask you to lovingly click the like, if you like us, that is. But if you are listening, even if you listen for 30 seconds, I mean, come on, you know you like us. You came here. You wanted to check it out. So just go ahead and click that like button. And if you can press it, you can click it more than once. Just have at it. Life is good. It's getting better. What is happening in your world? Who are you? How would you answer that question? And how, you know, what gives you the, let's just, what empowers you to answer that question is through life experiences. It's the challenges that you go and grow through. Like the clip I played earlier, Abraham talking about contrast. See, contrast helps you, reminds you, well, really helps you to see who you are and who you're not. It causes you to ask questions, deep questions, so you can go deep within. Even at the beginning of the show, I was moving on, but because I'm having to do a lot of different things, it did throw me off. But I know what I'm doing. I've prepared for the show. I've got everything working. And the part of me that might want to complain about why something's happening, even though I found out what the problem was, I don't need to worry myself in that. Now, I don't say that to show off. I say that to show out. And when I mean show out, I show myself. That life is going to happen. You will have everything put together. But sometimes things will happen and just knock you off your path because you get caught up. But then you bring yourself back and you say, wait a minute, who am I? Who am I? Let's see who's calling. Let's see who's got a thought, a question, an idea, a guest. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
Hello, Adeemala. Hello, Adeemala. I'm having a great day. It's
thank
a
you,
beautiful
thank you, thank you.
Day. How are you doing? You sound great.
I am in love with love, you know.
Oh, that's what's up. So, hey, I have to do a continuation of a story that I started on Life Conversations a while back. And I was kind of upset about an event that was happening at work. And I was losing one of my comforts. I learned this year that I am not my office. And I was upset.
I know that's right. Okay, go ahead.
Right? I remember I was so upset about losing my office. I didn't even say what the deal was. Because I had some stuff to work through about that. You helped me. And what you said to me was, you're probably hiding anyway. You need to get out in the open. Oh, I was so mad at you when you said that. But you were so right. All of these opportunities are happening because I get to see more people and not hide and get to cut up and have fun. So I wanted to say thank you for that. And I'm learning a lot more about who I am alive, and I am loving it. Oh, and I got a gift, too. You know I do. Okay, so we're having a health fair at my job. So actually, I'm just coming off of a massage. Don't hate me. And one of the things they handed out was this Edith Wharton quote, and it says, there are two ways of spreading light, to be the candle or the mirror that reflects it. And Aday, thank you for being my mirror so beautifully.
That is good. Thank you, Celeste. You're very welcome. Thank you for being the bearer of good news, the bearer of gifts, and all the things that make people smile. Yes, it's time to show up fully. Everything that you're going through right now is simply a reminder to show up, to be seen, to stop hide, stop hiding. There's I'm pulling it up here. Well, I'm opening it in A Course in Miracles. One of the lessons is this. I love it. Now, for those of you who are being challenged right now or asking the question, trying to figure out who you are, or maybe you're not quite as spiritual, maybe there is something wrong, maybe your parents are right about you, all that other blah, blah, blah stuff, all that stuff. Here's something to think about. All things are lessons God would have me learn. That's from A Course in Miracles. All things are lessons God would have me learn. Think about it. Feel about it. Don't just think about it. Feel about it. When you feel that all things are lessons God would have me learn, what comes up for you? What's showing up in your world? Does that help you to look at what you're going through and growing through differently? Does that take you out of victimhood? And if it doesn't, then what are you holding on to? Because when you think of your life, when you think of what happened in the past, no matter how far back, no matter how right you are about what happened, when you hear all things are lessons God would have me learn, and you say, really? You mean that abuse, that molestation, that being looked over for a promotion, somebody stealing my quote-unquote identity, because they can't steal your identity, but that's a whole show. Actually, you can go back and listen to one of my shows that I did around that. You feel people are not treating you right, you were betrayed, your partner had an affair, your child died early, too young, you buried your child, and society says no parent is supposed to bury their children. Well, that's not true, because there are lots of parents who bury their children. So that statement is not true. It just sounds good. See, we have all these ideas. Let me go here. We have all these ideas that sound so good, but it's not true. It's not based on truth. It's a painful thing. But the idea of saying no parent is supposed to bury their children, it's not true because it's happening. So if it's happening, it's not true. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're growing through, no matter the challenge, the grief that you're feeling now, if you sit with all things are lessons God would have me learn, how does that shake your world around? How does that change your perspective? Do you find peace in that? And even if you don't, well, there's another tool. There's another tool to help you see it differently. If you are willing, if you want to, it's called forgiveness. It's called forgiveness. Forgiveness is letting go of the story or the justification of things that happened in the past. Forgiveness is wishing the past was different. Forgiveness is letting go of thoughts, ways of being that are not serving you, and allowing love in. Reminding yourself that you're an extension of love. You're an extension of God. That all things are lessons God would have you learn. Kathleen said, I would like to know what God is wanting me to learn now. No clue. Well, you're not giving me clues to help you answer that question, Kathleen. So there's two ways you can assist me, give me some clues so I can activate the answer for you. Either you can call 347, and don't tell me you're shy. I don't want to hear it. So if you don't... Okay, just say it. If your reason for not calling in, Kathleen, is because you say you're shy, that's number one thing, is to break out of that. As a matter of fact, that's the only opportunity I'm giving you to get through the bottom. You just have to call in. I'm going to support you to get the clue. 347-426-3346. I say that jokingly, but it's true. Now, you may be in a place where you can't call in. I doubt it. But I don't know. So my doubt really means nothing. But I will give you the opportunity to say, well, there are people around and I don't want them to hear my conversation. I'm listening to this conversation online because people don't really know I'm listening, even though they hear it through the speakers. But the question is, and Catherine is asking this question. Here's the thing. I know when one person is asking it, other people are feeling it. She said, I would like to know what God is wanting me to learn now. No clue. The clue, the answer is in what is happening in your life right now. So, yeah. Well, so let's take this. So Catherine said, I'm shy. Well, what God is wanting you to learn is to break out of that shyness. Shyness will block your blessing, not just Catherine. I'm talking to everybody, even myself. I still tell that story every now and then. I used to be really shy, and I had to just work my way out of it. And I can be sometimes. I know. You guys can't even believe it. But I'm inviting you to my world. There are some times that I'm shy. There are things I'm just like, it's okay. But I have to remind myself, when we say we are shy, what we are doing is blocking ourselves from experiencing what life is. So, for example, let's start here. The shyness is actually... Maybe. No, I'm just going to go there. I'm not going to water this down for you, Kathleen, because I know who you are. This shyness now is blocking you from getting the answer that you say you want to know. Shyness is an expression of the ego. Shyness means, let me speak for myself, because I don't know how Kathleen sees this. But for me, when I allow myself to fall into that, I build up this story about people are looking at me, and they're going to criticize me, they're going to judge me, I'm not going to say the right thing. That's the ego. That's your ego. And ego is what it is. But when you remember you're so much more, when you live from your authentic self, when you live from the inside out, when you live from the truth of who you are, you're so busy showing up that you've got no time to be shy. Let's see what else she says. Yes, so right now you're allowing your ego, she said, very true, don't just agree with me. There's no point agreeing with me. I want you to heal that right now. This is your opportunity, and anybody else listening to say, yeah, I'm shy too, I know how she feels. No, we're not interested in agreeing with what is not serving us. All I'm interested in is supporting and agreeing and joining with people in ways of being that helps them to step up. 347-426-3346. What is God wanting you to learn right now? It's already in what you're going through and growing through. You don't see the lesson because you think it's supposed to be different. I'm not just talking to Catherine. I'm just talking to you. I'm talking to us, those of us that are united in spirit. U.S., us. Get it? United in spirit. Ah, you get it later. I got to keep moving. I got a show to do. The thing is, when we are going through a challenge, we are being shown, life is reflecting to us, as Celeste was saying earlier. Life is being the mirror to see, to show us. How have you been with it? So you could name it if you've got something particular, you can call it. But whatever is going on in your life that you don't like, that you think is different, life is showing you. Say, this is what's blocking you from experiencing what you say you want. When you say you want to be more spiritual, you want to be more loving, you want to be joyful, you want to live in the world of abundance, you may go to a shop and you see something that you really like and you tell yourself, oh, I really love it. And I want to live in the world of abundance. I can't afford it. Well, that thought itself comes up so you can see what is stopping you from experiencing abundance. In life, all around us, everything you see is a reflection of your thoughts. Everything you see is a reflection of your thoughts, regardless if you agree with it or not. So today, when we're asking the question, who are you? Who do you think you are? I put it to you, you know who you are. We all know. All of us know who we are. Yeah, I got to work with words. Words sometimes don't really do the feeling, that what I'm feeling, justice. All of us know who we are. Because when you're united in spirit, you will know that you are united with spirit. You are one with spirit. So we know who we are. Let me tell you how I know. Everybody I know who they are. Let me tell you how I know. There are quotes on Facebook and Twitter and all the social networks that we like, that we leave comments on and say, oh, my God, I love it. I needed to hear that. Here's one. Yeah, I just went to Facebook. Here's a quote. Just be true to who you are. I think I shared that the other day. And a lot of people like it. So when we hear it, it is true. We know that all we are seeking to be is to be true to who we are. There's another one, and I'm going to tie it all together. Just stay with me. I just need to pull it up. There's this one about success, which I love. But here we go. This one had the most like on my page anyway. It says, stop trying to fit in when you were born to stand out. Stop trying to fit in when you were born to stand out. We know that. We get it. People are sharing it and saying, amen, great, thank you for sharing that. That's because you know it is true. Now, it's one thing to know that intellectually. It's another thing to live that. It's another thing to be an expression of standing out. So standing out means declaring, proclaiming the truth when everybody else is focused on distraction. Standing out means being the light of truth when everybody's talking about, oh, yeah, they're going to hell. It's being this harmonious presence when the whole world is fighting between this political organization, race and sexuality and all the other stuff, the labels that we give ourselves that is nowhere near who we really are, that you get to be the light of truth, the harmonious balance. The reason you are here is to be an expression of who you truly are. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number. Press 1 on your keypad, and I will come to you. What are you challenged with? What's going on? What's stopping you? Are you dealing with separation? And if you are, it's all good. Because where we are is where we are. Spiritual truth, when we hear it, it lights us up. But the catch is, when you say, oh, I like that, I'm going to live it, there's a small print. There's something that nobody talks about. Well, no, rephrase that. The things are not always talked about. Because we always talk about when you know who you are, when you forgive, life will be beautiful and you'll be abundant and this and that. Yes, you will be. But when you declare the truth about who you are, everything unlike what you want to experience will show up. So when you choose the day and you say, I don't know how my day is going to turn out, show up, but I am committed to infinite love and gratitude. I'm going to embrace today with infinite love and gratitude. Guess what? You will see some things that will trigger you to be less than love, get infinite love, less than love, or be in a great attitude, gratitude. That instead of being a great attitude, you might want to complain or criticize. But then you say, wait a minute, I made a declaration that I am going to embrace today from a place of infinite love and gratitude, no matter what. Here's another show up moment. This moment is brought to you by showingup.com. Now, in the beginning of the show, so the sound was cracking up. Those kind of things, I just don't want to happen when I'm doing a show. But there's nothing I can do about it. It happens. So now I have a choice to fuss about that, be mad about that, or just embrace it. I'm using examples, once again, not to show up and tell you how spiritually grounded I am. I'm using examples that we both experienced together. You get to choose how you want to show up. You get to choose how you want to show up. Right now, you can choose again. Right now, you can choose again. And the beauty of life, while you're here, you really, the truth is, you're an alchemist, a spiritual alchemist. What's that? Let me find something that came to me yesterday. Since it's coming up right now. And before we take a break. Ah, here we are. You've heard me talk about this whole thing about being a mess and a messenger. People say, I think you're a mess. I'm like, yes, I am a mess. Because I'm here to deliver the message. I'm the messenger of truth. And here's what came through yesterday. In order to be a messenger of God, of truth, of the good news, you have to be good at embracing the mess in your life. Only then will you be qualified to deliver the message. Messages that set humanity free. In order to be the messenger of God, of truth, of good news, you have to be good at embracing the mess in your life. Only then will you be qualified to deliver the message that sets humanity free. There's a reason your life looks like it's a mess. And I tell you, the people who inspire you, the people who supported you in recognizing who you are, name them. Go down the list. They've dealt with some mess and sometimes still dealing with it. And in dealing with the mess of your life, that's when you get to go deep within yourself and say, why? What is going on? Who am I? What is the truth about this situation? And in that place where everything you used to know doesn't serve you, you will make contact with the new truth, the new awareness, the new thought. You will see who you really are. You will feel yourself and think. You will have that moment. You will receive the gift of life. But when you try and push the mess away, hide it under your bed, close it up in the closet, you don't want people to see your mess, but you just put on, you make sure the living room and the den is all clean. You put up some makeup. You put your titles and say, here I am. You wear your social mask. And you want to front, literally, as if all your crap is together. Guess what? You may be speaking words, but who you are speaks louder. Everything is energy. And what you're feeling, people may not know. So some people may not get it. And then I always would say, I heard what they're saying, but I don't know. I don't believe it. But when what you are saying aligns with your truth, when who you're being aligns with your authentic self, that's where inspiration is. That's inspiration. Who are you? You are the great I am. The God present said, I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that. I am all that is. You are all that is. Now, yeah, let's hold on to that for a minute. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number, best one on your keypad. I'm going to take a break. Who are you? How are you showing up? Do you actually feel, I know who I am, you know, but when I show up as who I am, people don't like it. Well, what other people think about you ain't none of your business. It's none of your business. As a matter of fact, what people say about you is a reflection of their consciousness. What people say about you, if they're praising you, if they're judging you, is a reflection of their consciousness. Not just when they're criticizing you, because it sounds good to say, well, or people think about you when they're judging you, the reflection of their consciousness. But even while they're praising you, even while they're telling you you're great, you're amazing, you're awesome, it's a reflection of their consciousness. So you show up as the mirror so people can see themselves. What kind of mirror are you? Are you a fuggy mirror? I said fuggy. All right. I don't want the accent to trip you up. I said fuggy. Let's be clear about that. Oh, Life Conversations Radio, where we dare you to live your best life, because all you got to do is be the change you want to see. We will be right back. Questions and comments.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't explode. Yeah, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we rise. All dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see, breathing deep electricity, you channel stellar cosmic sounds. As an instrument I found that love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Be tapping, 'cause that's what's happening. It feels so good to be tapped in, 'cause that's the only thing that's happening. Oh, oh, oh. Love is a current of energy.
Yes, indeed. Tap into the frequency of love. That's who you are. Unconditional love. Love without conditions. Mukure reminding us to tap in. When you tap in, there's no defense. Because truth needs no defense. When you're tapped in, even if your life looks like it's imperfect, you let it be. You allow what is happening in you, as you, through you, to be the answer to the next moment. If you want to find out more about Mukur Ray, you can go to Facebook, Mukur Ray, you can find him on there. Ah, life is good, it's getting better.
Get out there. Oh, love is the current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. Through you and it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Yeah, love.
Only love. Yes, indeed. Only love, only love. That is the truth about you. And if you can just sit with that, take a moment to be still and feel that love, feel that unconditional love wash over you. We let the love wash over you, as they say at Agape. You allow that love to wash over you and see your life through the eyes of love. You stop beating yourself up. And somebody else agrees with me. I'm going to read something she shared on Facebook. Deanna Van Zandt. Just awesome. She said, where is it? Pull it up here. Yeah. Click this. Push that. Tap that. Tap in. Tap that. Okay, stop it. Okay, go ahead. Mukure, we appreciate you. We're going to slowly fade you out here. Here's a quote, a thought from Iyala Van Zandt. Until today, you may not have been aware of how your knowledge of your value affects your self-esteem, or how your self-esteem affects your sense of self-worth. Just for today, make sure that what you know about yourself influences what you say about yourself. Because what you say about yourself influences what you believe about yourself. Just truth. Just so simple. So simple and easy. So the idea of cultivating a loving relationship with the divine, or why we do that, it's like a farmer who cultivates the soil because he, she wants to reap the harvest. who wants the best fruit, who wants the best back for its effort, for her effort. Like, I'm putting all this love, I'm cultivating the soil, I'm taking out the weeds, even if it's just a garden and you're not a farmer. Even if it's your child and you're loving them and you're teaching them what you didn't know as a child, because you're cultivating a loving relationship, because you want them to live a better life. Are you cultivating a loving relationship with the divine? If you can't do that, if that's too far out, don't worry about that. Cultivate a loving relationship with yourself. Because when you know yourself, you will know God. When you know God, you will know yourself. So if you're struggling to know what God is, give it up. Don't even sweat it. Save your money. Save the energy. Just invest time in knowing yourself. And when you invest time in knowing yourself, guess who shows up? The goodness in you. Also known as Godness or God. It was a typo. God is the all good of life. So good really is God. It's all, they're all together. It's the, this is a good that transcends duality. This is a good that has no opposite. So when you fall into the internet, well, if God is good, then it's going to be bad. No, this good transcends all of that. Think about it. Think about what's happening in your body right now. Your body is designed to heal itself. You're thinking so many thoughts right now, and you're not even part of most of the thoughts. The functions in your body, you're not even thinking about the breath that you're taking in, the blood that's flowing through your body, what you see, what you're processing, what you're hearing. It's happening without you. There's some folks talking about, well, sooner or later we will have a computer that will outdo what humanity is capable of doing. Go sit down somewhere. It is impossible to create a machine. Did I say impossible? Yes. Because I am possible. A machine that would transcend the human potential. It would simply be a reflection of human potential, but it can never, you're God in action. Who are you? Who do you think you are showing up like that? I am that I am. Who do you think you are playing small? I don't know. I see. Now, maybe you need to find out. Who do you think you are? I think you've got to bring a different perspective or just radiate love and life and joy when everybody else is miserable. Who do you think you are? I am that I am. I'm here to light your path. And if you don't like it, you're just going to disappear anyway because I'm showing up as a light. And if you want to bring some darkness, bring it. But as the light, I'm just going to dissolve you without even trying. You're going to disappear. You don't exist. Life is good. It's getting better. I am loving it. Thank you all for being part of this conversation. And I'm going to call somebody out. But I have to self-edit. But you know who you are. You know exactly who you are. But this conversation now brings up something for me. Here's something I'm going to leave you with. I just love my life, you know. I love life. I'm so grateful. Grateful. If you don't know what to be grateful for, just be in a great attitude. It's the same. When you're in a great attitude, you're literally being grateful. Gratitude, great attitude. That's all it is. That's all it is. And in your gratitude, you will know who you are. You will feel the presence. You will feel God in action. You will see yourself that you are not less than God. You will understand that there is no problem. There are no challenges. Oh, here's a big one. There's no evil. Good is all there is. No, there's no evil. I know some of you disagree. Catch me on another day. I might even disagree. But the truth is, God is all there is. That's my reality. God is the activity of my life. God is the activity of your life. Who are you? Not who your parents say you are, your friends, your family, your clients, whatever, the testimonials, and all the things that people do when we serve them from a place of love. who do you say you are? That's what Jesus asked. Well, I mean, people are talking about you. They said you say you're a child of God. But Jesus turned around and said, homie, who do you say I am? And then he tuned in and said, you're a child of God, you're a son of God. And Jesus said, oh, you tapped in to get that, didn't you? Because that did not come from your intellect. We're here to live from the inside out, from the intellect. You are spirit in action. And everything that you're going through is part of your spiritual development. Regardless of if you believe in God or not, if you're atheist or really religious, whatever. Life actually, it's just, as I said the other day, last show, life is neutral. Life is nothing and everything. God is the all thing and the no thing. God is all there is. There is nothing else. And regardless of what your intellect is telling you and how you want to justify it, the minute you do that, you reap the benefit. Now, as I always share with you, don't take my words for it. Tune in, tap in. Go within yourself and ask what is true. And when you live from what is true for you, you're free. It's an ongoing process. There's going to be a season in your life where you feel, oh, I'm there. I'm in the summer season of my life. Everything is shining. My body looks great. Everybody's happy. Oh, look at the clouds. I can see the stars. And sometimes you're going through the autumn season. You're going through the fall season. You literally feel like you're falling. You can't stand up. Everything about you is falling off. Friends and family are leaving you. It's all part of the process. There's a time for everything. Let's see. What do we want to do? What do we want to do here? Which song do we want to play? We'll be back tomorrow, 1 p.m. with Dr. Darren Wiseman tomorrow, 1 p.m., not 12, 1 p.m. But if you come at 12, you can listen to the archive. And so you listen to some of the show, you miss 30 minutes of the archive show, and you just roll into the live show. And you're free to call in, get your healing. And let's see, what do we want to play? What are we feeling? I just want to thank you while I look for the music. I want to see what's speaking to me right now. Thank you all for committing to your spiritual growth. Ooh, I was going to play this song tomorrow, so I'm not going to play it now. Yeah. I already planned tomorrow's show, so I won't play it now. But I can play it now and then. No, I won't. Sorry, I'm having a debate with myself. Just excuse me while I go back and forth. Ah, don't say that yet. Wait. No, wait till tomorrow. It's perfect. Okay. All right, so anyway, thank you all for being here. It's about having a laugh. I think I found a song. No, he didn't. He's scrolling down again. I know what I'm going to play. That's it. It keeps coming up, and I was trying to ignore it. I'm going to play a song that I always tell you guys about. I've never played it, but I want to play it today. That as you answer the question, who are you? Or if you're not sure, I just hope you dance. Because when you dance with life, you will experience the abundance of life. If you're sitting still, your life is what it is. I'm out of here. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I'll be back tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Leanne Womack. I hope you dance. Peace in and peace out. Be the love that you want to see. Be the light. I'm out of here. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations. Committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move,